The Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California is said to be burning out of control, the largest fire in the state's history. Earlier, there were some reports that better weather conditions might help firefighters turn the corner on containing it. This morning, though, a Cal Fire spokesman says they don't think they'll have the huge fire contained until at least September 1st. Bill Clinton, now a million-selling novelist. The book The President Is Missing, a thriller co-written with James Patterson, has more than a million sales in North America alone. The book's co-publishers, Alfred A. Knopf and Little Brown & Company, announcing those figures for the novel that was released on June 4th, topping bestseller lists for weeks. Reviews were mixed, but a Barnes & Noble fiction buyer says in a statement that The President Is Missing has benefited from very strong word of mouth. The book's subject has also proved timely, a potentially devastating cyber attack, which intelligence experts have called a leading concern for real these days.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Primary and special election ballots were cast in four states yesterday, but still some of the races are too close to call. The most notable contest is the special election for Ohio's 12th congressional district. There, Republican Troy Balderson is holding a razor-thin margin over Democrat Danny O'Connor for a seat being vacated by Congressman Pat Tiberi. While election officials and the news networks are saying it's still too close to call, the Republican Balderson was still speaking like a winner last night.
Daniel O'Connor ran a hard race, and I look forward to campaigning against him again this fall.
It's also too close to call in the race for the Republican nomination for governor in Kansas. Governor Jeff Collier neck and neck with Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach. Two New Jersey plainclothes detectives hospitalized but expected to survive after they were ambushed at a red light in Camden last night. Police say at least one gunman fired 25 shots into their car. No arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's monitoring the monster wildfires in California closely, speaking through a statement issued in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he's still on working vacation. The president said he's grateful to the firefighters battling the blazes. He also sends his thoughts and prayers to those affected. Trump noting he's planning to have meetings about the wildfires, noting that there are things that could be done to mitigate the situation in the future. The largest of those wildfires, the Mendocino Complex fire, has now burned nearly 300,000 acres. It's the largest wildfire in California's history. Lyme disease is now found in all 50 states. A study by Quest Diagnostics showing a steady rise in the number of positive tests for that tick-borne illness over the past 7 years. The biggest increases outside the northeastern U.S. were found in the states of California and Florida. Drinking alcohol directly affects eating habits, according to researchers at the University of Buffalo. The results of a survey find that people are more likely to eat salty snacks before bed after a night of drinking. Researchers say they believe that drinking causes blood glucose levels to rise and fall, causing feelings of hunger. And if you really love your cat, you can celebrate that bond today. It's International Cat Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.